The noisy neighbor problem is a common problem in virtualized environment. This happens when two virtual machines share a resource, say a disk. There is always a chance that one VM usage of the resource exceeds that of other. This might impact the performance of the applications running on the VM, as it would not have adequate resources. With System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager, administrators can now ensure that applications running on the VMs achieve the performance they require. This is possible with help of new functionality, Storage Quality of Service Policy. Before we see the demo of how to create QoS policy and apply to a VM, let's understand the details about these storage QoS policies. QoS policies allow the administrators to define the number of minimum IOPS, maximum IOPS, and maximum bandwidth in MBs. This means we are guaranteeing the minimum IOPS to the associated VM and restricting the maximum IOPS and bandwidth, so that the other VMs don't become the victim of noisy neighbor problem. These policies are associated to storage arrays and applied to VHDs. Virtual Machine Manager allows to create two different kind of storage policies, aggregated and dedicated. Aggregated policies are applied across multiple VHDs, whereas the dedicated policies, the metrics are calculated individually per VHD. Now let's see the QoS policies in action. In the VMM environment, we have a scale-out file server cluster created. The QoS policy that we will create will be attached to the storage array associated with this cluster, but the policy will be applied at VHD level. Now let's go ahead and create a QoS policy. As we discussed, we can either have an aggregated or dedicated policy. Now let's specify the values for minimum, maximum IOPS and maximum bandwidth for this policy. Next, let's select the storage array that we want this policy to be associated with. We have a host which has its data on the scale-out file server. Let's go ahead and create a VM. Specify the configuration detail and select the host. In the configuration settings page, we will now see an option to apply a QoS policy. All the policies associated to the storage array will be displayed here. Let's select one of the policies we just created. We can then complete the wizard. This newly created VM will be governed by this policy. As you can see, the storage QoS policy is a very useful feature which can help bring governance to our data center workloads and help in avoiding the noisy neighbor scenarios. Here are links to System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager documentation and blog. Thanks for watching the video.